Shorts. Okay, good evening and welcome to tonight's Monroe City Council meeting. This is the Monroe City Council meeting for December 8th, 2015. The time right now is about 7:04 p.m. Ms. Smith, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Hanford, Cutaback, Rasmussen, Camp, and Uring.
Thank you. And recall that Councilmember Davis will not be here this evening and that Councilmember Gamble had stated that he would be late this evening, so we will announce when he comes in. Councilmember Gamble is listed to give the pledge. He's not here this evening, so Councilmember Gehring, will you please give the pledge? Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And before we began the meeting this evening, we had a reception for people who are serving on our boards and commissions. And I'm going to take a moment to recognize those folks that are still here. First, on the Planning Commission, we have Commission Chair Bill Christensen. If you
left.
Okay.
Sorry.
Diane Dirksen. Jay Bull. He's gone. And then on the Ethics Board, we have Paul Graff. Raise your hand. Thank you. And on the Parks Board this evening, we have Devlin Piplik and Karen Coppernell. She's not here. And then on the Library Board, Travis Pohl was here earlier and he's left. Michael Mates. Thank you. And on LTAC, we have Una Workabaugh, right there in front. Doug Hobbs, in back. We don't have anybody from the Civil Service Commission this evening. And then on the Salary Commission, we don't have any. Oh, Patricia Graham is here, too. So, in the back. Did I miss anybody? I think I missed somebody.
Steve Whalen.
Oh, Steve Whalen. You're on the Parks Board.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're under the other side of the table, so this table, not this table. Did I miss anybody else? Oh, Patricia Graham. Nope, I got you. Is there anybody else that I missed in the audience? So just taking a brief moment, we appreciate all the work that you do. We appreciate all the work that the boards and commissions do. You volunteer your time to review. To do technical reviews of documents and proposals and programs, and you make recommendations to the staff, to me, and also to the council. Sometimes the things you review are very controversial. Sometimes they're very routine, and I truly appreciate all the work that you do, so thank you very much. Council, do you have anything? Councilmember Cutaback?
Yeah, just thank you for all that you do. Appreciate the service. I've really enjoyed getting to meet a lot of you, so look forward to working with you in the new year. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Hanford?
Ditto to Councilmember Cutaback. Appreciate everything that everyone does, spending the time outside of away from their families and outside of your home life, volunteering, giving our city. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Councilmember Kent?
Thank you. Having spent time on the Planning Commission, I have an idea what you do, not all the boards. I want to thank you so much for your time and the effort you put in going into the minutiae of detail that we at council just either don't have the time or knowledge to understand. I appreciate every effort you make. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen?
Thank you. Echo everything that was said up here. Been in the many of the shoes, especially the Parks Board. I love you guys. thank you for the service and everything you guys do. It is appreciative. So.
Thank you. Councilmember Gehring.
Yeah, I appreciate it as well, everybody who's here volunteering their time to be on the different boards. I've had the opportunity to see either many of you be appointed or reappointed at some point. I think pretty much everybody on every board over the last 8 years. So thank you for volunteering your time to do it. And in the case of Planning Commission, getting a little extra, which is well deserved. Thanks again for your service.
Thank you. So again, thank you all. We're now going to move on to the next item, which is AB 15-218, confirmation of reappointments, the confirmation of re and appointments to the city boards and commissions. Councilmember Cuddeback.
I move to confirm the mayor's appointments of, do you want me to list them all? Or?
Yes, and under the salary commission, you'll need to add Aaron Angus Snapka on the list of the salary commission.
Could I?
The council member Cuddeback has the floor.
Oh. Would you mind, could we do each line individually? Would that be okay?
Well, I'll make the motion how I was going to make it.
Okay, very good.
So I would like to confirm the mayor's appointment of Paul Graff to the Ethics Board, Steve Whalen and Devlin Piplick, did I say that right?
Yeah.
To the Parks Board, Brian Coonan and Bridget Tuttle to the Planning Commission, and Ashley Sellers, Josh Gibson, Patricia Graham, and Aaron Agnes Napka to the Salary Commission.
Second.
Thank you. I have a first from Councilmember Cuddeback, a second from Councilmember Rasmussen. Discussion on the motion. Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. I do appreciate that motion. I wanted to go one by one. I do have what I believe is a conflict of interest for one person, not trying to create controversy, but there is for one of the salary commissioners. Ashley Sellers was the, and again, was campaign treasurer for a council member who will be seated. This would put her in a position to then give a pay raise to that same council member. I think whether or not that is a very honest person or not, I think any other board but this one would be fine for that person. I think since they served as a specific role, name on documents at the PDC, serving on a campaign, and then would have direct influence over a pay raise for that council member. I would prefer a different, 100% respect your role and being able to put forth who you see best, and I want to make sure, not trying to grandstand, I just think that there is an issue there, and we're not trying to create more of those kinds of issues. I think that is not the best. Any other board but that one, I think, for her. Thanks.
Councilmember Hanford.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? What you said about the treasurer?
She served in a specific role as a campaign treasurer for someone who was elected to city council, Mr. Scarborough, and she'll now have direct influence over pay raises for a seated council member for whom she worked specifically. Even if, I mean, the most honest person in the world, I'm sure, it could create questions. I don't think we want to continue to do that. People already traffic in conspiracy theories, things like that. I look at that, and any other board with that, I think, would be just fine. I appreciate that she wants to be involved, and like I said, a lot of other boards, I hope she would throw her name in it. So support everybody on that. I'm going to go line by line because I do support all the others. Because the motion includes all of them, I'll have to vote no, but then we can remake the motion for everybody else in the list. Thank you.
Councilmember Hanford, you have the floor.
Okay. Thank you. That wasn't why I pushed my light, but thank you for clarifying that. Based on what you're saying, if that's true, then I agree that's a conflict of interest and would not be voting in favor of that. My concern with Ms. Sellers is, and I talked to the mayor yesterday, I think it was, when she first came to be involved here with city council and came to speak as a citizen, she was very passionate, she was very enthusiastic, and I thought, wow, this is a great person.
Absolutely.
To get involved in city affairs. I would support her. I would have very much supported her up until the time when she stood here and made accusations and talked about stalking us on Facebook and questioned the integrity of several council members up here based on the poor judgment of those words. I would not feel comfortable in confirming her for the Salary Commission. And I thank you for bringing that up about the other issue as well, but the reason I pushed my light was for that. So I will be voting no for that reason.
Yeah. Thank you. And before I call on Mr. Braslin and the other lights, when I interviewed, first we had excellent candidates all the way around. Miss Ashley Sellers interviewed very well. I thought she carried herself well in this room. I had forgotten about the statements that she had made about individual council members, and I explained that to you last night. With that said, though, she's intelligent. She read the material ahead of time. Sure. She understands what a salary commission does.
Sure.
There's nothing in law that prohibits anybody from, say, running for city council, not making it, and being appointed to a planning commission or to a salary commission. She didn't, to my knowledge, receive any sort of compensation from the person who ran for city council and succeeded. And she would be one of five people that would be making a decision on the salary for seven council members and the mayor. So there is no conflict in law. I don't see there being conflict in ethics either. And I was not aware of that at the time that I interviewed her either. But nonetheless, it doesn't change my appointment to the salary commission for her. I think that she would do well on the salary commission. Mr. Braslin.
Thank you, Mayor. When this matter came before myself, I reached out to the city attorney. We reviewed state law, we reviewed the Monroe Municipal Code, and there was no conflict of interest in our opinion. I just want to share.
Thank you. Councilmember Kent.
Thank you. My concern, and I agree with Councilmember Gehring, there may not be a question of law. How I am concerned about the appearance of fairness. The Salary Commission is new. And while there may not be any conflict and there probably is no impropriety, I would just feel better if we had some time between the activity, the financial relationship with a previous campaign and a financial relationship dealing with city money. I would just, that would be my point. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. I fully support the motion and the mayor's appointments in regards to Ms. Sellers. As the mayor said, there is nothing in law that prohibits us. We run into the open fairness all the time, and we simply disclose what it is that we do, whether it's we serve on a board or of community organization, whether we or a foundation or even our own employers. And we fully disclose that up front. And we always remember that we're one of seven making the decisions. She's one of five. And if she interviewed very well and she's certainly qualified, then I'm all for supporting it. And there's nothing unlawful about it. So, according to staff and attorneys, I don't see what the big deal is. Just keep it open and disclosed. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Cutterback.
I agree with everything the mayor said, stated about the lack of a conflict of interest. I don't believe there's a conflict here. And I agree with what Councilmember Rasmussen said. She is one of five. I think we as council members have to be careful because there could be, you're worried about perception and possible conflict or people perceiving that, or as Councilmember Gehring mentioned, conspiracies. We had a concerned resident, Ashley Sellers, come before us and speak very passionately against a certain issue that council ended up voting in favor of. I think tonight, if we make the decision to deny a person who came out and spoke against the majority of council, that could be perceived as someone coming and having their free speech and speaking publicly, and then the consequences, they might not be approved on a board or commission. I think we have to be very careful of that. I think that sends a really poor message. And so I would, especially when you look at the history of appointments, and I think on my I'm trying to think if there has been anything in the last few years where we have not confirmed a mayor's appointment. So there being no legal conflict, this council has talked about not buying into conspiracy theories, and then here we're using it as an argument to deny an appointment. I find that hypocritical. So I think we need to be very careful about sending that message, that if you come and you speak out at council against the majority of council, that then you might not be appointed on a commission.
Thank you. Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. So let's just be very clear. My statement was that I was very enthusiastic about Ms. Sellers being involved in the city in the future. All the way through all the hearings, all the concerned citizens' comments, no matter what her statement on anything that we were doing was, I was very supportive of her being involved. That changed when she was very unprofessional, and her remarks about stalking us on Facebook and throwing us, to me that's a low blow, saying, buying into some conspiracy that we all commented on a football game for something. I mean, in my mind, that was a very unprofessional comment, and it was not called for, and it was very different from all the comments that she's done, because as you know, she's been up here several times. So when she veered away from staying professional, staying on facts, staying on everything else, that's my concern. That is my major concern. The other concern with the conflict of interest and the attorney and all that, that seems pretty minor to me, but the main concern for me was the lack of professionalism. And so now all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, we're supposed to confirm her to be someone representing the city for the salary commission, and that's just concerning to me.
Thank you.
So let's just make it really clear. Had nothing to do with her statement or her agreeing or disagreeing with council. That's just to clear up what you had just said. In my mind, that's totally different perception.
Thank you. Councilmember Garen.
Thanks. I absolutely agree with Councilmember Hanford on that. I'm not going to belabor the point. On board, and I'm sure she'll be involved in many things in the future. Expect to see her name in lights, you know, in the future. Any other board but this one, I think. But I also agree about those comments that were made as well. Just throwing your name in, you have to be aware of the things that you say and how you present yourself. That does matter. This is a city position. This is an official position that has quite a bit of influence, including on the city budget. Should have thought through that maybe a little bit more. I do appreciate the passion, and she pretty much had me till then. So I agree with that as well. But my main concern is that regardless of whether it's legal or not, I don't think it looks right. Any other board? Thanks.
Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. I completely understand your point there, and I do see some piece to that. And I guess I look at it as that, you know, we're elected officials. We have to take shots like that. I mean, we do it all the time. And whether it's here at the podium or on social media or via email, I mean, yeah, unfortunately, that's part of our job, is to take comments like that, whether we like it or not, and whether we agree with them or not. And, you know, so I didn't appreciate the comment. I didn't like the comment. But I guess I don't hold that as high as regard, because, I mean, go out on social media or email or read the newspapers, and, you know, she's not the only one that's making comments about us. And, you know, so, but this, it's part of our job. We got to have the thick skin and just roll with it and look at the facts. And everyone here said, from what I'm hearing, is she could do a good job. And so if she can do a good job, then give her the job. And let's move on.
Thank you. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. One point I've heard, I have received my share of assault, attack on social media, and I understand that. And yes, I agree, we have to have a thick skin to be up here. I accept it. But that podium and this podium represents the city. When you're standing up there, you're making comments on the public record in the public forum. That has a heavier weight than really to any Facebook post I've ever seen, including the ones which question my heritage and my marital status and my parents. I want someone who's going to represent the city in all regards. I'm concerned that if she says it here in a moment of passion, and she was passionate about her arguments, and I appreciate that, what will she, could she have that same moment of momentary lapse in a salary commission issue? I suspect that she has strong feelings about some of us up here, so I'm concerned that that may leak into her salary commission work. Again, I think she'll do great. And again, I agree with Councilmember Gehring, I believe, that we'll probably see her name lights in the future. Just not here. Not on the salary commission and not at this time. Thank you.
Councilmember Cuddeback.
Just a question, because I'm hearing a couple different things. I'm hearing that just not on salary commission, but I'm hearing from three council members saying that her comments up there were disturbing, and that's part of being part of the city. So that confuses me. I mean, if she comes back and is applies for planning commission, so I'm trying to understand, because I think that's important to make sure I understand your argument. Is it because she made those comments, and so those comments are good for a city representative, period? Or is there something about her comments that apply to the salary commission that she shouldn't be speaking that way? And so, last thing, if anyone wants to respond, because that's confusing to me, is it?
There aren't any lights, Councilmember.
Okay. So I find that to be confusing to the salary commission. I understand Councilmember Gehring's point if he thought it was a conflict of interest. It's been shown legally it's not. So I don't think that is a valid argument. But the argument of that she wouldn't represent the city well, her comments up at the podium were befitting of a person maybe representing the city, but then I heard we'll see her name again and she'll come back on a different committee. Doesn't make sense to me. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, there's a motion on the floor. Did you want to divide? Did you want to change the motion?
No, keep the motion.
Okay. All right, so there's a motion on the floor to confirm the mayor's appointments with which includes into the written motion here, Aaron Angus Snapka. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion fails 2-3 with council members Hanford and Camp and Gehring voting against. Councilmember Gehring?
Thanks. I move to confirm the mayor's appointment of Paul Graff to the Ethics Board.
Second.
Steve Whalen and Devlin Piblick to the Parks Board. Brian Coonan and Bridget Tuttle to the Planning Commission. Josh Gibson, Patricia Graham, and Aaron Angus Snapka to the Salary Commission.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Gehring. I have a second from Councilmember Camp to approve, or rather to confirm the mayor's appointments of everybody except for Ashley Sellers to the commissions and boards that are shown there. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes 4-1 with Councilmember Cuddeback voting in opposition. Okay, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is a public hearing. This is public hearing number 1, AB 15209, 2015, Comprehensive Plan Update. This is a hearing that was continued from December 1st of 2015. Mr. Osaki, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, as the mayor indicated, this is a continued public hearing from last week, intended to give the public any additional opportunity to comment on the comprehensive plan. Just very briefly, this is the culmination of a process that has gone on for
for almost 2 years, from what I understand, eventually leading to the issuance of a draft comprehensive plan in April this year, with a planning commission recommendation to the city council this past October. The plan itself, and I have the PowerPoint from last week, I'm not going to show it. The plan itself, as we've talked about during the course of the last 6 months, I believe, consists of 10 different chapters, 8 different appendices, the appendices being much more detailed information that helps support the policies in Chapter 2, and just a couple of quick items. One, the ordinances that eventually affect the adoption of the conference plan, Ordinance 021-2015 and Ordinance 022-2015. Ordinance 021-2015, again, actually adopts the comprehensive plan. Ordinance 022-/2015 deals with some housekeeping amendments to the plan, affecting one table and two figures that implement the city council policy direction on East Monroe based on the council decision of November 24th. And a few other final comments. In the ordinances themselves, I believe both ordinances have some language that authorize the mayor to make non-substantive changes to the plan after it's adopted. And basically that means, you know, you see the watermarks that say draft and all the dates that may say October. We'll get rid of those and update all those. I found some typos where there might have been a comma where I know there should have been a period, double words and items like that. We'll clean that all up after the council takes action to adopt this and before we actually publish the document. And then finally, I just want to say that plans in and of themselves, as you know, they tend to provide some certainty, but they are certainly available to be amended. And state law says you can amend a comprehensive plan on an annual basis. And as soon as this is complete, in May or June of this year, we begin to move into the annual amendment cycle by accepting applications from the public for amendments to the plan. So even though this is a major update, there's nothing saying that the plan cannot be amended on an annual basis from here on out between those major updates. And that concludes my presentation. I'd be happy to answer your questions.
Thank you. Before we move into the public hearing, are there any questions from council members? Okay, seeing none, we do have a public hearing for the comprehensive plan. And for those of you that are in the audience waiting for your oaths of office, we'll go ahead and move into that when this public hearing is closed. All right. We don't have anybody who has signed up to speak during public hearing. Is there anybody that would like to come forward to speak during the public hearing? Okay, seeing none, Council. Councilmember Gehring.
I move to close the citizen testimony portion of the public hearing.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Gehring. I have a second from Councilmember Cutterback to close the public testimony portion of the public hearing. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Councilmember Gehring.
I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Gehring, a second from Councilmember Cutterback to close the public hearing. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion passes 5-0. And the previous motion passed by the same amount. All right. What we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and go into the oath of office for those people that were confirmed. And so Ms. Smoot will go ahead and call you up.
Paul Graff. You'll raise your right hand. The man will come in and say the oath, and then you can choose to swear or affirm. I know that you're an old hat. Okay. Paul Graff, you solemnly swear or affirm that you will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the State of Washington and ordinances of the City of Monroe, and that you will faithfully and impartially perform and discharge the duties of ethics board member according to law and to the best of your ability and understanding. Thank you. Solemnly swear or affirm that you will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the State of Washington and ordinances of the City of Monroe, and that you will faithfully and impartially perform and discharge the duties of a park board member according to law and to the best of your ability and understanding. Yes, right here. Devlin Goodfoot. Devlin Goodfoot, you do solemnly swear or affirm that you will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the State of Washington and ordinances of the City of Monroe, and that you will faithfully and impartially perform and discharge the duties of the school district's representative to the Park Board according to law and to the best of your ability and understanding.
Congratulations. Congratulations, everybody, on being confirmed. Next item that we have on the agenda this evening is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter that is subject to a public hearing. Public comment is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Is there anybody that would like to come forward and speak to the City of Monroe Council tonight? Okay, seeing none. We'll go ahead and move on to consent agenda. Council? Councilmember Rasmussen.
A motion to approve consent agenda.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Rasmussen, a second from Councilmember Camp to approve the consent agenda. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Please let the record show that Councilmember Gamble has entered chambers and was one of the six voting in favor of the consent agenda that they just voted on. The next item on the agenda is unfinished business item number one. This is AB 15211, second addendum to concessionaire and property use agreement with H3O for Cable Wakeboard Park at Lake Ty. This item was moved from December 1st of 2015. Mr. Brazel.
Thank you, Mayor. Council. Are you going to put this up on the board, Mr. Filbert?
Thank you. So since we met last, staff and I have been working with H3O and the city attorney. I apologize for the late arrival of the document. Literally just got it finished up an hour or so before council. But we do have it before you. Brad's going to put it up on the screen. The main point that we were working through with H3O was concerns about getting final occupancy of the project and meeting that deadline, the certainty of an inspector basically being able to get that out on the job site, get the thing final so that they stay within contract. There's some legal concerns with that we worked through. So the verbiage that we added, if Brad could scroll down to it, we gave language in there about a temporary occupancy that they could receive. Thank you, Brad. Versus the final. And that is not uncommon. We have some businesses in Monroe that are currently still under TCO, mm-hmm. although they're open. They meet the rules, but they haven't received their final because they're still working through some items.
Right.
So that was added. The other key point in here was the ability for an extension. It's 2.07, Brad, under Section 3. So this gives H3O the ability to come in, talk to the city, which is the council in this case, and ask for an extension if they're falling short of meeting that deadline. They seem in favor of that, obviously, because their same concern stands on that point, is that if they've got everything done and they're missing a light switch cover, they don't want to be able to be found in breach of contract. So that language is put in there as well. Other than that, none of the other key points had changed from what we had passed on to council earlier in the week that was in the council packet. Those were the two main issues. Did I miss anything, Fred?
5 years was in the one they got, right?
Yeah. And we're open for questions. This evening we're looking, hopefully, for council to approve this contract. We'll go back to H3O tomorrow with it if council agrees to do so. If they do not agree to it at that point, it would come back next week if they want to change it. But I believe that they'll agree to this version.
Thank you. Councilmember Garen.
Thank you, Mayor. And the time's ticking on this as well, right? There's, yes. We have some dates in there where we need to kind of keep,
Absolutely.
With that, I'll move to authorize the mayor to sign the revised second addendum to the concessionaire and property use agreement with H3O for a cable wakeboard park at Lake Ty Park and expressly authorize further revisions as deemed necessary or appropriate.
Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Garen. Is there a second? The second from Councilmember Camp. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Mayor.
Sorry, Councilmember Cutterback. Discussion on the motion?
Yes. That was a quick reading there. So I know it's been on the agenda many different times, so I'm sure people want to close the gap or the loop. But I will not be voting for the motion. Couple issues that I had. There's two I just can't agree with, and one of them is under the terms, and it talks about the back rent, and that we're giving them a full year till December 2016 to pay their back rent. No? Okay. So I'm looking at the red line version.
In this version, H3O had proposed February 1 of 2016 to pay that.
Okay, and is that in there?
That is right at the beginning, Brad. Yep, right there.
Can you
on two, page two.
Right there.
There it is.
So is there a reason why we're not having them pay the back rent this month? As we amend this contract and sign it, why are they not catching up with their back rent this month?
It's my understanding that they have to be able to work with their new partner coming on board. The finance has to be in place. That's who's covering the back rent. It's part of the whole package for their financing.
Well, the times they have come to council over the last few times, they have said they've had their financing in place. But there's always something then that says, we need a couple more months. We need a couple more months. And here it is again. So I think it's very important that they get caught up this month and not give them another 2 months to get caught up with that grant. The other issue I have is in the phase two, and it's under B, and it talks about that if they don't start phase two, we have the 3 year, we have to give them 3 year notice. So basically they have the 5 years to start phase two. I can't agree with that. Those are my two issues with the contract.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, a couple things. I think it goes without saying on here, but on the item where it talks about, that phase one definitions or the obstacles that will be put in, they're removable obstacles, if I remember correctly. It doesn't say removable obstacles, so I'm just a little anal. I want to make sure because I'm thinking of all the events that, I'm sure that they are. I just want to make sure that nothing has changed, because in the definitions it doesn't say that.
The term obstacles apparently is very significant to H3O for insurance reasons. So we actually had to change that language a couple times before we got a term that met the insurance qualifications, or however they insure the whole project.
Sure.
Obstacles was specifically used for that reason.
Understood. But they're removable, correct?
Yeah.
That was what they were originally at when we went down this path, right? Because otherwise you can't have the Pro Wake Tour and all that kind of the events that we currently have.
Correct. They are removable. But I'm not. Are you asking, I guess, for that?
I just want clarification that they are removable, because it doesn't state it in the...
They are.
Okay.
Their permits are also based on removable obstacles.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. That's okay. If it's in the permits,
then we're
I just, when I read that,
Before we let that be the settling factor, let me just verify with Brad, they are removable. Otherwise, they'd have to have a permit that would show that they're being anchored into the sediment of the lake. And then they'd be structures, right? Okay.
Okay.
So Brad's shaking his head up and down saying, that's right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anything further?
No, I appreciate, I know we pushed pretty hard on the rent past due being paid. That was pretty significant up until, you know, we agree on a new contract. That was a component that was a little bit of a sticking point there, even with them. We have that. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to, this has been a long time coming. There's been many of us that have been on different sides of this, and I've gone through our own education process and lots of public hearings, so I'm excited to give this a go.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. Gene, who is their investor in this? Or have they identified who their investor is?
They have. In fact, they submitted a document. It was a few council packets back. I can't recall his name. I apologize, but he is the owner of a... several boat stores in the Arizona area, and I actually did some research on it. It's a very significant boat store. It would be comparable to about the size of the Chevy dealer here in Monroe, so I was actually impressed with the quality of boats that this individual carries at their store. So I did do a little bit of background. I didn't physically call references or anything like that, but I did do some background on it.
So basically just online searches, this guy's got 4 boat dealerships, I guess, if you will. We don't know anything more about him. I mean, like, does he have money, for one thing? Does he have the capacity to back this up? I mean, I guess my question is when this was initially voted on, the city accepted the letters basically saying, we've got investors. And that was it. And we had no idea how much, at least from the information I understand. We don't know how much their investors were. I don't even know if we knew who the investors were. We know who the investor is now, but aside from the name and they've got other businesses, I mean, I guess for me, I want to know that, you know, they've got the financial backing, especially because the people that we're signing this contract with, they can't even pay their back rent. They're depending on this investor to pay it. I mean, do we know any of that?
I don't have any further information that was in the council packet several weeks ago when the new party that came forward submitted the letter of interest.
Okay. To me, that's not enough. And I've said it up here before that we need to vet the investor. And, you know, I guess it come from my previous role in banking where, you know, we look at bank statements. We prove that they have the cash. And, you know, honestly, this should have been done in the very beginning in 2012 when this was first brought forward. Prove to us that you have the capacity for it. You know, there's 4 seasons in credit, which earn a sense of partnership capacity. These guys obviously don't have the capacity. They don't have the cash on hand. They don't have the assets. They don't have the collateral. They're relying on investors for both their cash and to purchase their collateral. Their character? Well, how many times have they been here delaying it? Yes, some of the delays have been on us. I get it. But even when they submitted their initial proposal, and it was brought up in that initial review that they didn't even have the sales tax right. In fact, when I sat over there, I even brought it to council's attention that they didn't even have a valid business license. To me, that speaks volumes of the character. And then credit, well, we haven't gotten that far into it. And if they don't have the cash, I'm doubting, just based off of my knowledge of the financial industry, that they probably don't have the credit. Or if they did have it, but it's all maxed out. So all of that is very concerning for me, and frankly, it should be concerning to us as council, that we're about to ready to sign a contract to someone that is banking on someone we don't even know. they may not have the capacity to take the $20,000. Then where are we? 3 months later, in February, when they can't make their past due rent of $20,000, they're coming back to us and saying, I need something else. Okay? And I guess, who are they going to put the blame on then? Just remember how many people they put the blame on before? And all that is very concerning to me. And we're now entering into a potential contract with this organization that has nothing. Right? I get it's a cool concept. I love the concept. I think it's cool. Right? Don't particularly like the location of it, but I definitely don't like this business plan. I don't like the business partners in this. I don't like who we're partnering with. It scares me. And frankly, we can write anything we want in this contract, but, you know, we had it in there in the beginning, and look where we're at here now, 3 years later, and we're giving them more. We're giving them more time. We're giving them more flexibility. We're dragging this out more and more and more. You know, enough is enough. They're not ready for it. We don't have no idea about their investors, so, you know, it's not a good contract for us. That's all I have to know.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, I just, I really have to disagree with that sentiment. I mean, I've spent, just since 2012, I've been on my own personal journey with this entire project, having gone to Florida, toured a facility. You know, one of the things that I had the most heartburn from the beginning when I voted against this was because of the contract. And we spent an exorbitant amount of time making sure that we got the contract right, that we developed something that really kind of tried to mitigate any risk to the city. That's why we have a $100,000 bond in place. I understand the concern about the investors, but I don't know any investor, because this did start 3 to 4 years ago, that would stay that long. They did have those investors up front. I get this concept. They have the investors up front, ready to go, and then when it takes the time that it did, when originally it wasn't going to go to the Army Corps of Engineers, we probably all remember that, mm-hmm. and then that changed. Then they put in, does need to go, and so that process for that permitting stuff took time. So now you have investors that are sitting there, which you probably understand, being from the financial industry, that now I'm not going to get a return on my investment for the foreseeable future. I'm going to take that money and I'm going to insert it in something else. So I get that, we're going to have to adjust because our original investors have gone elsewhere. Because of now the time limit or the time that it's going to take for this for them to realize some sort of return on that investment. So that piece doesn't concern me as much as it may be of concerning you, because that just makes logical sense to me as a business owner. I get the concern. I think it's one of those things that, you know, there's those that just don't want it to happen. I think that's really the underlying, you know, thing here. But as far as a contract that is really advantageous to the city, I think we've done that. I think we've done our due diligence. We've really hammered that home. I was trying to do the quick math in my head on the amount of money that they've spent on rent what does it cost us? How much money? I mean, we're talking $22,000 in back rent. There's, you know, the comments that are being made that, well, that alleviates the, you know, that somebody else could have come along. There's nobody that's come along. I mean, we've had another vendor that has wanted to sell kayaks and that sort of thing. We approved that. I mean, it hasn't stopped us from doing any of that type of stuff. I feel really good that we are going to give an opportunity on something that, yeah, it is the first one in the area. There's no cable parks in the area. This is something that we can kind of be on the forefront of. We've taken a lot of public comment across the board. This is one of those items where the majority, you know, to my inbox and then here has been in favor. And so I'm very much, you know, interested in. I feel like we've really done our due diligence on the contract, and we're in a good place to move forward. And if the concerns that you have do play out, we have built into this safeguards for the city. Thanks.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. So Councilmember Campbell asked a good question, or brought up a good question. Gene, how much has the city spent on this?
I don't have even an educated guess at this point. I just don't. I didn't. I have
been tracking my time or legal fees. I mean, that's something I can bring back to council if that's a question you want to answer as a whole.
I hear that, and I totally understand. $20,000, you know, compared to, you know, we've done nothing, and that's where I disagree with, because I think that we've got a lot more invested in this as far as cost and time than the back rent. You know, that's how I view that. You know, where this has gone on so long, I mean, would this still be the first one in Washington? Cable Park?
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
Morning. Boat Lake is not the Mount Vernon.
Okay.
It's a private one.
No, it's private. So, I mean, so we've lost the novelty of being the first one then.
And Mr. Brazel, you still have the floor, but Mr. Brazel, I think, has a response.
Mr. Feilberg is right. There's one at Boat Lake. It's privately owned. It's the portable system that they bring out to Seafair. So it would be comparable to the single track line that H3O is proposing. It's not even close to being comparable to the actual loop system that is part of what's being proposed at Lake Tahoe.
You still have the floor, council member.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any other discussion on the motion? Councilmember Cutterback?
Thank you. Just wanted to respond to Councilmember Jamble. I appreciate your detail and your argument and voting in favor of this, and I've understood the kind of the process you've gone through, and I agree. I think it's a neat idea, and I think going and seeing it probably helped you make that decision. But I do disagree about the contract, and when I look at this, you know, I think of the last 5 years that we've spent on this, and what we asked for in the beginning has significantly changed. Phase two might never happen, the bioswale improvements, the building, the back rent now isn't being paid this month, it's being paid 2 months after we signed this contract. The deferment of rent until they build is now going to be in vouchers. You know, so there's a lot of things that have changed. And I understand about investors changing. I get that. That happens, right? But these guys are businessmen. And that's what they should plan for. And that's the risk they took when they did that. And I think about the city residents and Lake Tahoe is the city's, it's the residents, it's taxpayers, they're paying for that park. They're paying hard-earned dollars for that park. This use will infringe on that. And when I think about if that were my land, my personal land, and I look at this deal, I would not do it. It's just not enough. And that's what I try to look at. You know, if this wouldn't be something that I would personally do for myself and risk my money and my resources on, can I do that with the public's money, the public's resources? And entering into a business relationship, it's like a marriage, right? Serious business. And Councilmember Esmondson had a good point. These guys are nice guys. They've come to council. I think they put a lot of money into it. I agree with all that. And to be honest, my heart goes out to them, and part of me feels very sympathetic and all that they've been through and the money that they have spent. But you look at the relationship and you look at the partnership, and it gives me pause to enter into a business relationship with partners that, you know, there's always something. Something always comes up. There's always a delay. There's this, there's that. And we're using city resources and taxpayer land into this deal, and I just, you know, I can't support that. And really, for me, it says, and I appreciate your point of people are either for this or against it, and that's really the root of it. And part of, you know, that's pretty true. So I have to agree with that. Lake Tahoe for me I have a different vision. I really have a different vision for Lake Tahoe, and I love Lake Tahoe the way it is. I'd like more access for residents. I would love more picnic space, you know, an outdoor venue for music concerts. I just don't envision a Wake Forest Park there with the towers, and then, you know, it just doesn't appeal to my sense of what should be there. That is true. But I do look at this contract and look at a business relationship, and this is nothing that I think makes sense for me to put city resources in and do. So I do look at it twice, but I appreciate your point of saying people are for this or against it. You know, there might be an internal reason outside of the contract. And the people I've spoken to, I mean, if you remember when this first came, there was a whole host of people against this. They got petitions in that whole neighborhood, very upset, and signed petitions. I think they just kind of gave up through this five-year process. And whether that's good or bad or shows that maybe they just don't care anymore, I'm not sure. But when this originally was first brought up, there was a host of people against this. And what I hear in the city is people have kind of forgotten about it. And I don't get a lot of support for this. So, you know, I know there's different factions in the city and different residents, and you hear different things, but I am not hearing that. I've had tons of people come up to me and say, thank you for your vote on this. And, oh, gosh, that thing is still on there. Sounds similar to East Monroe. That thing, you're still dealing with that thing? That's what I hear quite a bit for those two topics. So, but I do appreciate your comments, Councilmember Gary. No, I didn't mean that. Councilmember Gamble. Thank you.
Motion.
Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Motion passes 6-0 with council members. I'm sorry,
4-2.
Thank you. 4-2 with council members Cutaback and Rasmussen voting against. All right, next item that we have on the agenda is new business item number one. This is AB 15-219. Authorize the mayor to sign an interlocal agreement with PUD for Attorney Place Southeast Extension funding package. I suspect this is Mr. Fauber.
Thank you.
You're up.
As you may recall, we started this project. We talked to Snohomish County Public Utility District number one, and they're planning on building their office just north of this road, and they kindly offered to pay $1 million towards the project, and this is basically the interlocal agreement that ties all those that agreement up and allows us to hopefully get $750,000 by the end of the year. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you. Councilmember Gamble.
No, I don't have any questions. I make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the interlocal agreement with Public District Number of Snohomish County for a contribution of $1 million towards the Tierney Place Southeast Extension Project and expressly authorize further minor revisions as deemed necessary or appropriate.
Second. I have a first from Councilmember Gamble, a second from Councilmember Hanford. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is new business item number two. This is AB 15220, 2016 Lodging Tax Advisory Committee Grant Awards. And Councilmember Gearing.
Is there no one to introduce it?
I'm the one that's introducing it, so if you're going to make a motion, go for it.
Okay. Yeah, I will move to approve the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee recommendations for 2016 Lodging Tax Grants.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Gearing. I have a second from Councilmember Camp. Any discussion on the motion? Councilmember Cutaback?
Just one, and I received clarification from Doug Hobbs. I did ask the question of him of the Downtown Monroe Association. They didn't receive any from the committee recommendation, and apparently they're not able to receive funds because they're not a nonprofit.
There were a couple of...
So maybe you can clarify that.
There were a couple of concerns that came up. One was it's not necessarily heads and beds. It's about promoting Monroe, and that does naturally lead to heads and beds, but that's not the primary driver. The chamber that gets $55,000 in this recommendation, they do a lot of tourism marketing. It doesn't always result in heads and beds. They'll you know, answer questions like the visitor center and things like that. So just to dispel that. But the other component of it is that a lot of what they had asked for was sort of administrative in nature. So it was sort of helping to set up the organization. They also didn't have a 501c3 status, and that wasn't a requirement. Talking to staff, there are some places where lodging tax money is given to an individual to do an event or something like that that promotes the town. They will qualify, I think, be able to qualify for funding for some types of projects in the future, but for what they had applied for, the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee, which included me, did not feel that it met the idea of promoting Monroe, because it was more setting up it was setting up the downtown association as opposed to doing activities per se.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would encourage them to, and we'll be working with them if they would like to do it, to apply again next year and maybe help them understand what sorts of things might help promote.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anything further? Okay. Seeing nothing, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is final action number one. This is AB 15-221, ordinance number 019-2015, 2016 budget adoption for final reading. Ms. Nelson.
This is the final version of the budget. It incorporates the changes that were made at last week's meeting. And that's about all I have to say. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Councilmember Gehring?
And before someone can make the motion they want, I just want to say, again, great job. Thanks for the way that the budget is presented to us. Appreciate the mayor's and the staff's hard work in putting this together. While I won't be here in the future years for this or for the expenditure of this budget, do want to mention the sticking with the effort to honor the reserve policy, keep all those different funds that we've designated, getting those back up. I know that can be tough to do, and I appreciate all the effort that went into this one, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but making sure that's still in the forefront. So I appreciate all the work there. Thank you.
Thank you. One quick question, just to confirm, the CIP, the additional grant money that we got from TIB has been...
CIP.
Right, the appropriation has been added to this.
Perfect.
Thank you. All right, so Councilmember Cutaback.
I'm going to make a motion. And again, thank you, Diane, and thanks for making the changes that we talked about last week. I really appreciate the attention to detail and all the hard work that the staff has put in and presenting just, a really great budget for next year, so thank you. I'm going to make a motion to adopt ordinance number 019-2015, adopting the budget for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2016.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Cutaback, a second from Councilmember Gamble to approve the budget for next year. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much, everybody. And staff, I echo what council members have said. Thank you very much for all the hard work that went into this budget. Sincerely, thank you very much. With that said, Ms. Nelson, you're still up. Final action number two. This is AB 15222, ordinance number 020-2015. This is the 2015 budget amendment for final reading. Ms. Nelson?
No changes from last week's meeting. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Council? Councilmember Cutaback?
Just want to mention again the $30,000 for the legal fees for the rezone. Just thought I'd mention that again, but I am going to make a motion to adopt ordinance number 020-2015, amending the budget for fiscal year 2015 to account for new revenues and expenditures, providing severability and establishing an effective date.
Second.
Thank you. I have a first from Councilmember Cutaback, a second from Councilmember Gamble. Any discussion on the motion to approve the budget amendment for 2015? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is final action number three. This is AB 15223, ordinance number 021-2015 and 022-2015. This is the 2015-2035 comprehensive plan adoption for final reading. And Mr. Osaki.
I need the exercise, so I'll come to and really, I don't have anything more to say than what I said earlier during the public hearing. Two ordinances that affect the adoption of the comprehensive plan update. Ordinance 021-2015 adopts the comprehensive plan. Ordinance 022-2015 does the housekeeping amendments to fold in necessary amendments to reflect the council policy direction on East Monroe that was passed November 24th. And I'd be glad to answer any questions should you have to.
Thank you. Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. No questions. Just thanks to the Planning Commission members. Diane's still here. Yeah, all that hard work. Really, really appreciate it. So I move to adopt Ordinance 021-2015, replacing the 2005-2025 City of Monroe Comprehensive Plan by adopting the 2015-2035 Comprehensive Plan in compliance with the requirements of the Washington State Growth Management Act, pursuant to RCW 36.78.130. Affirming the city's compliance with RCW 36.78.130, authorizing the mayor to make non-substantive edits to the 2015-2035 comprehensive plan following adoption, adopting supportive findings, providing for severability, and fixing a time when the same shall become effective.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Gehring, a second from Councilmember Cuddeback. Any discussion on the motion to adopt the ordinance so read? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Councilmember. Councilmember Gehring.
Just as big. I move to adopt ordinance number 0-2015, supplementing and updating the future land use map and associated components of the city's 2015-2035 comprehensive plan, including figure 3.05, figure 2.03, and table 3.07, in order to accurately reflect and acknowledge the city's recent reclassification of East Monroe area from limited open space to general commercial, pursuant to ordinance number 015/2015, expressly acknowledging the CEPA review commented with respect to said reclassification, adopting supportive findings, providing for severability, and fixing a time when the same shall become effective.
Thank you.
I'll be looking for a second on that.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Gehring, a second from Councilmember Camp. Discussion on the motion. Councilmember Cuddeback.
I will not be voting yes on this motion. I believe that the recent reclassification of East Monroe area from limited open space to general commercial was not the right move to do, so I won't be voting for this.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen, anything further?
Nope, that's it.
Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. And as I did last week, I will also not be voting for this simply because of the reclassification of East Monroe. I get its comp plan moving forward and fully respect it, but this is one piece of what I remain consistent with of not approving. So.
Thank you. Councilmember Gamble.
And again, I'm going to vote yes on this, even though I've been completely against the reclassification. I'm against reclassification. I don't think that was the right decision, but I do want our plan to accurately reflect going forward. I think that is in the best interest of the city. So while I disagree with the rezone, I will be voting in favor of the reclassification, so it is reflected accurately in the comprehensive plan.
Thank you. All right. Any other discussion on the motion to adopt Ordinance 022-2015? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Wait a minute, do that.
You didn't say nays.
All opposed?
What?
You said aye. Aye.
Okay, so
it on the record.
We're going to do. We're going to.
Hey, is that on the record?
We're going to do a do-over. Yeah, we're going to do a redo.
Rescind.
No. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Aye.
Okay, so the motion passes 4-2 with Councilmembers Cuddeback and Rasmussen voting against. Thank you.
The recording show.
That was almost a 5-1 vote.
Okay, next item on the agenda is final action number AB 15-224, resolution 023. 2015, this is amending the master fee schedule. And would this be Mr. Razzell?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is something that we do every year. We have staff go through and look at our fees and make any adjustments that we need to do so. We've listed those in the agenda bill for your consideration, and the motion is at the bottom.
Thank you. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. I move to approve resolution number 023/2015, amending the City of Monroe master fee schedule and fees, fines, penalties, interest, and charges for 2016.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Camp, a second from Councilmember Cuddeback to approve the fee resolution. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is Councilmember Reports. Councilmember Gehring.
Yeah, I'd be remiss if I didn't take my lumps from my team in purple, getting black and blue after playing the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. Love the Seahawks, but I love the Vikings more. And they got destroyed. There's no doubt about it. Seahawks look great. Probably won't lose another game this year. So that's very exciting as well. I was the only one in purple in my house. I'll just say that. Everybody else was in full Seahawks gear, giving me a hard time the whole time. So they enjoyed picking on Dad. Anyway, so there was that, and I just love this time of year, love how downtown looks, love the tree, and just a fun time of year. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, no, downtown looks great. I apologize again. I know I told in advance, but for being late, but I did get to enjoy my son's choir concert up at Chain Lake, and it was great to see our superintendent out in attendance at some. It's always great when they make time for all of the different activities at elementary schools and across the board, so it's good to see Deka there.
Thank you. Councilmember Camp.
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Councilmember Asmussen.
Thank you.
I just want to be very clear. Everyone up here, I have a ton of respect for, and the discussions that we have, and definitely the decisions we don't always agree on. But at the end of the day, I do have a whole lot of respect for everyone up here. But after some of the topics tonight, I do have to express my disappointment. It was 2 years ago that nice gentleman received a letter from the mayor at the time saying that he wasn't going to be reappointed to a Parks Board position that he loved. Simply because of, the letter didn't say, but it was pretty well assumed and known. It was because of a decision he had on a cable wakeboard park at Lake Tai. And, here we are today, and, again, while I respect everyone's thoughts and decisions, I still my right to be disappointed that I feel it was a personal decision made that affects someone's ability to be active in our community in a way that they desire, and it just really comes full. I guess it really came kind of full circle tonight. I've seen it on both sides, and my heart goes out to that gal and to Miss Sellers, and I get it. I understand and I feel bad for her. But every single one of us, I think, agreed that we'll see her name again. But it's unfortunate that this happened, in my opinion. It's very unfortunate, and again, with all respect for everyone up here, I do have to explain that I am disappointed in this tonight. So thank you.
Councilmember Cutback.
Friday night I was able to attend the Providence Foundation, the Hospital Foundation Festival of Trees at the Tulalip Casino and Resort. It was an amazing event. They raffle off trees to support the foundation, Providence, and if you ever have a chance to go, do so. People were buying trees for $20,000, $25,000, so it was that type of event. It was amazing. It was wonderful, and it really went to support a good cause. So that was a great event, my first time attending, so look forward to going again.
$20,000
tree? No, I did not.
She bought three.
Come on. Did not, but it was a great event and a good cause. About 600 people there, so it was a great event. I want to thank Councilmember Rasmussen for speaking his mind and sharing his thoughts on that. And I know sometimes I leave here and I'm not able to sleep because of some of the decisions and some of the discussions we have, but at the end of the day, I know that serving the community in this manner is incredibly meaningful and very worthwhile. So I appreciate Ms. Sellers putting her name in the hat. I think it is a disservice also that we did not appoint her or confirm the mayor's appointment in that position. And I think the litmus test would that people couldn't say maybe things that offend other people. There'd be quite a bit of politicians who wouldn't be in office. So, enough said. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Hanford.
So, just to clarify, again, it doesn't, my decision on Ms. Sellers had nothing to do with whatever statement or position that she took on any issue whatsoever. And I understand that as I've been a leader all my life in several aspects, and I understand that as a leader, you're a target and you're going to take shots all the time. So that to me is not the issue. The issue to me is professionalism. And so don't come here and talk without the respect and professionalism and then 2 weeks later ask to be appointed to a board. To me, it's very clear. So it has nothing to do with the position on statement of supporting whatever. It has to do with professionalism. So just to be absolutely clear. My week was great. I had I went to the Affordable Housing Breakfast in Everett and got to sit with Cassie Franklin, the new council member in Everett that just got voted in. And she's the director of Cocoon House, and so I've dealt with her in other aspects outside of city council. And she was very excited about serving, so it was good. And then I went to get our Santa pictures done Sunday at Ben Franklin, like usual. So it's good to be there.
That's it.
Thank you. Department reports. Ms. Nelson.
Nothing tonight.
Mr. Osaki.
I guess as we're coming towards the end of the year, I just want to give a quick update because I believe it was either June or July of this year, the city passed the downtown fee waiver, and the council had asked about periodic updates on just kind of the status of that. So through, as of like last week, there's been a little over 20 permits downtown that have been able to use the fee waiver, and the total amount of fees that have been waived so far, about $8,400.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. I was going to call your council member Quinzer. I'm sorry. Chief Quinzer.
He voted at the motion.
These are, never mind. Mr. Popper.
It's funny.
Yes.
Yes. So, it's already higher than they said it was going to be up in Goldmar, so we're not sure actually what it's going to be doing. So, but it looks like it's going to be not as bad as the November 18th flood, more along the lines of the Halloween flood. So, it didn't get anybody wet, at least so far, unless it keeps going up. So, and that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Smoot, you and I were talking late last week. You had something that related to the training this Saturday, or is it something different?
You do have a paper at your desk regarding...
That's right.
But if I have something else, too, if you want me to throw it in there.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and throw it in there.
Sure. The mayor and our city administrator will be interviewing two applicants for the student representative.
Yay!
Yes, finally, I had a couple candidates turn in their applications, and the mayor and team will be meeting with them next week. And... yeah, I think leave it up to them. I do know that their advisor kind of mentioned whether, you know, even considering people sharing it. So I don't know, that might be something that you guys talk to them about if for some reason that comes forward. But just for council to know, there's people.
Thank you. Yeah, Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. I know that the city of Salton, they do have episodes where they share the seat. So I don't think there'd be a problem with that.
I think that's a great idea.
All right. Thank you. Okay. The training then that I was referring to is a liability prevention essentials for elected officials training, and I think we made the offer for Councilmember-elect Scarborough to attend also. I don't know if he's RSVP'd. He has. Okay. So the training is this Saturday. It's at Issaquah Hilton Garden Inn. And it's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. What I'll do is I'll go ahead and pass this down. The course is the course fee is the right price. It's free for WCIA members, which we are. And if you are interested in attending, please let Ms. Smoot know like by tomorrow. Does that make sense? So I'll go ahead and pass this down for your interest.
Thank you.
Anybody wants to, if you want to go and want to carpool, let me know. I'd be happy to carpool down. Some of the other items that I have from last week, you'll see some of those in the Monroe this week. I'll just point them out. We did get flyers out for the concrete, the previous concrete in downtown. Mr. Baker walked around the flyers that were made last week and handed those out to downtown businesses so they're aware of what can and cannot be used for de-icer on the sidewalks in the downtown. And this would apply to all the sidewalks in the downtown that are pervious, not just those that are on Main Street. So we've got a couple of streets that we had done this to in two other years. Also, please note that there is a scholarship opportunity. That's on the top of page 2. We're accepting applications for scholarships. These are done through the AWC. Please note that I nominate somebody, and then the AWC chooses 6 students of all of the nominations. The person that I nominated last year was not chosen, unfortunately, and was a great candidate. We've got some severe winter tips in there, winter weather tips. You'll notice that there's a Jamie Bendel Memorial Run on January 31st. So that's in there. Also, you'll see that the numbers are on the left side. We update those at the beginning of every month, and so last week we updated the numbers. You'll see that sales tax revenues are up, real estate excise tax is up by half, and a lot of good numbers there. And you'll see that our single-family residential is up substantially. One of the things that is not up this year is multifamily. Remember last year we had Monroe Family Village built, which was 44 or 40 apartments somewhere along there. And so that's going to be difficult to replicate this year. You basically need a big project to come in. One other thing that was of interest last week, I met with the owner of the McDonald's here in town. There is one owner that owns both the one on Highway 2 and also the what we call the McShell over at Frylands and Highway 2. She came in to meet with me to talk a little bit about what McDonald's offers in terms of volunteering and providing financial donations. They asked what sort of needs I saw here in town based on what I had seen in social media and also contacts with other people. I suggested that if they're interested in giving and kind of considering their core, what they work with, I suggested the cold weather shelter, the food bank, and take the next step as 3. And then we also talked about the Boys and Girls Club, the Y, and other organizations in town that do things with kids. So that was a very nice meeting. And one of the things I said we need more of here is affordable housing here in town. And so that was something. And what they meant there was attached housing, so multifamily, that kind of thing. I do invite all of you to join me at 6 p.m. on Tuesday next week at the the Parks and Public Works Building over on Village Way. We had Mayor Walzer. She served our community as a planning commissioner, a city council member, and as a mayor for, I think we figured, about 15 to 20 years. In honor of her, we will be naming that building the Donetta Walzer Building, and we'll be presenting her with a plaque very much like we did with Planning Commissioner Wadland. So she'll have a plaque to take home. I don't think we'll have a plaque for the building in time for next week, but we will be having that ceremony, and I encourage everybody to come out and join me at 6 p.m. on Tuesday next week. We'll go ahead and notice it just in case we do have a quorum there and everything, so that'll be taken care of. Councilmember Hanford.
Yes, thank you. The legislative committee is scheduled for that night, but it says canceled on the agenda. I just want to make sure.
I don't think we've got anything.
As far as I know, it should be canceled. So
okay.
I just want to make sure I update my calendar.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so thank you very much, everybody, and look forward to seeing anybody that can make it to that.
I'll be here for the meeting. I apologize. I've got a meeting before.
Understood.
Sorry about that.
Okay, I understand.
That should be a good event.
All right, so Gene, you've got it.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. The only thing I have for you is that I will be here the rest of the week. My youngest daughter is getting married on Friday, so
oh, wow.
I have my hands.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
draft agenda for December 15th, 2015. Under announcements and presentations, we have the swearing-in ceremony of newly elected officials. Consent agenda. Under unfinished business, we have authorized mayor to sign the lobbyist services agreement. And that is complete, and council will have that in their packet on Friday. Under new business, we have authorized mayor to sign grant agreement for Transportation Improvement Board. Under final action, we have the ordinance number XX2015 for Egomont Platt, PRD. Under staff reports, we will not be doing the land sales update until, I believe, the second or third week in January. Any additions or deletions?
Okay, Council. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Yeah, I'm just curious, Gene. I'm looking at the extended agenda, and we canceled it the next second, but we have nothing at this point for January 5th. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, but we usually do a lot of formalities, put people on, put council members in committees, make all those decisions that we are just housekeeping matters.
Yeah, so you see that on January 12th right now. One of the things, too, is you've got staff that will be out on vacation the last couple weeks of December, so we will, I'll touch base again with staff on Thursday, see if there is a need to have a meeting on the 5th. You're thinking, do we need to cancel the meeting on the 5th?
Taking a page out of Councilmember Hanford's, I need to update my calendar if that's the case.
So let's do this next week. I'll just confer with staff to see if there is anything that we need to have on the 5th of January. And again, we'll know that we'll have people that are on vacation and whatnot. From a staffing perspective, if we don't need to have business on the 5th, people will have been sworn in the end of December next week. And so we could just do January 12th. You still have the floor, though.
Okay. Good, thank you.
Councilmember Camp?
I thought Councilmember Klein's quick. Who's doing the swearing in?
We use our judge.
I was going to say, we have a municipal
judge. We'll use our judge.
Our municipal judge. Okay.
Judge is on him. Thank you. Councilmember Gamble?
I have two business trips to kick off the year. I won't be available for a January 5th meeting. In Houston, and then the 12th I'll be in Orlando.
Okay.
So I come back to all whatever you guys put me on.
You're the chair.
Oh, the chair of everything.
Yeah.
Get your revenge on me.
Okay. No. Sounds good. Anything Perfect. Further for the extended agenda? Okay. Do you have anything further, Gene? There being no other business this evening, Councilmember Rasmussen?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Rasmussen, a second from Councilmember Camp. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.